Rachel stood in silence as the bathynomous pages rolled out of the printer. She tried to tell herself this was all an honest NASA mistake, but she knew it wasn't. People who make honest mistakes didn't try to kill people. The nasal voice of Corky echoed suddenly across the lab.
Impossible!
Both Tolland and Rachel turned.
Measure the damn ratio again. It makes no sense.
Xavier came hurrying in with a computer printout clutched in her hand. Her face was ashen.
Mike, I don't know how to say this.
Her voice cracked.
The titanium-zirconium ratios we're seeing in this sample?
She cleared her throat.
It's pretty obvious that NASA made a huge mistake. Their meteorite is an ocean rock.
Tolland and Rachel looked at each other, but neither spoke a word. They knew. Just like that, all the suspicions and doubts had swelled up like the crest of a wave, reaching the breaking point. Tolland nodded, a sadness in his eyes.
Yeah, thanks, Xavier.
But I don't understand, Xavier said. The fusion crust, the location in the ice.
We'll explain on the way to shore, Tolland said. We're leaving.
Quickly, Rachel collected all the papers and evidence they now had. The evidence was shockingly conclusive. The GPR printout showing the insertion shaft in the Milne ice shelf, photos of a living sea louse resembling NASA's fossil, Dr. Pollock's article on ocean chondrules, and microprobe data showing ultra-depleted zirconium in the meteorite. The conclusion was undeniable. Fraud. Tolland looked at the stack of papers in Rachel's hands and heaved a melancholy sigh.
Well, I'd say William Pickering has his proof.
Rachel nodded, again wondering why Pickering hadn't answered his phone. Tolland lifted the receiver of a nearby phone, holding it out for...
You want to try him again from here?
No, let's get moving. I'll try to contact him again from the chopper.
Rachel had already decided if she could not make contact with Pickering, she'd have the Coast Guard fly them directly to the NRO, only about 180 miles. Tolland began to hang up the phone, but he paused. Looking confused, he listened to the receiver, frowning.
Bizarre. No dial tone.
What do you mean?
Rachel said, wary now.
Weird, Tolland said. Direct commsat lines never lose carrier. Mr. Tolland!
The Coast Guard pilot came rushing into the lab, his face white.
What is it? Rachel demanded. Is someone coming?
That's the problem, the pilot said. I don't know. All onboard radar and communications have just gone dead.
Rachel stuffed the papers deep inside her shirt.
Get in the helicopter. We're leaving. Now.